So this is a voicemail to my friend Jeff Jarvis, who I've known for a very long time. Jeff is one of the pioneering bloggers, the first of many to follow in his footsteps, and a true believer, and was one of the most amazing discussion leaders at BloggerCon, I have to say. Really loved the idea and ran with it. I mean, it was an inspiration. So what Jeff broadcasts on social media, a very individual frustration, not anything that we've combined in any way to create something that has some power and influence, where I'm doing the same thing he's doing, just sort of like feels like, you know, casting my ideas out there and getting like having no effect whatsoever. Yet feeling that the points that I'm making are exactly the points that people need to be considering. Which is basically what social media is, right? People casting their ideas out there and having them be completely ineffective, which is maybe a topic to discuss at a later day. Anyway, what I'm proposing to do here is to record something here. And if Jeff feels like doing the same in response to what I've done, or maybe take it off in a different direction. This is the kind of thing that I did once with Doc Searles, and it was actually kind of interesting. Because this is one of those points where we're trying to figure things out. I'm trying to push it or nudge it in a direction of trying to work together and getting more of us to work to create more, I don't know. So we're not so dominated by the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN, MSNBC. This was the latest thing that the New York Times did. Both Jeff and I agree that they crossed a line here. This was not an appropriate thing for them to do. And I haven't been able to really put it into words. I still haven't actually been able to satisfactorily put it into words, but I'm getting closer. So here's the question. Why would the New York Times care if Biden left the race? Why do they care? I mean, one rationale would be that they don't want to see Donald Trump elected and they don't feel that Biden can defeat Trump. But isn't that like a contradiction of all of their editorial coverage of the last two elections, at least, where a vast majority of their copy was a really unfair attacks on the Democratic candidate and nothing even coming close to anything they attacked the Republican candidate for? There's a lot of things they could keep reminding us about Trump, you know. There's a lot of things out there that haven't been answered and questions that are really important. Like, he said that he wants to be a dictator starting on day one, which is a puzzling thing to say. He hasn't said, well, I will stop being a dictator on day two. Or what exactly does he mean by that? What will happen? We don't have an answer to that question. Isn't that something that the New York Times should be digging into and trying to figure out what he meant by that? And if we still don't know at this date, is that question going to keep coming up? Or is it gone? Is it over? Is it just built into the whole system? If you want Trump to not be elected, if that's your goal here, you have an actual legitimate journalistic thing that you can do to help make that happen. Now, you probably, if anybody from the Times were to listen to this, they probably would be going, well, this guy doesn't understand how journalism works. I mean, we don't have a stake in the outcome in this election. We're just calling the balls and strikes. No, actually, that's the other, it's not calling the balls and strikes. You're just telling it as it is, right? You're just telling us what's actually happened. That's what journalism is. You just find out what happened and you report it, and the next day you do it again and again and again, right? The only thing is, it doesn't seem to us that that's what you're doing. It does seem to us that you don't want Biden running. And you've been saying this in not so direct ways ever since I don't know, as long as I can remember. So why is it that you care whether Biden is running or not? Or why would you care if, let's say, suppose the polls come out and it turns out that Biden has even more support with his base than he did before, because now we see a human being there that we can sympathize with. We knew that this was what this was about to happen. I really, you know, we're human beings. We're not like numbers in polls and shit. We are built with the same sort of sense of what people are communicating as a cat or a dog might have. We have the ability to see what we see. And we see a fragile man who we're always worried that he's just going to fall apart there in speech. And he's sort of teased us with that over the years, right? But in the debate, he actually did it. It happened. The nightmare was right there. This was an event, like a major fucking event. It was like January 6th, right? It was like that. You know, when you're watching January 6th play out on the TV, you're going, I can't believe what I'm seeing. That's the U.S. Capitol right there. And look what's happening to it. And then do we have any idea what's happening inside there? You know, and it's like this incredible story happening right in front of our eyes. You know, I said this in yesterday's podcast, that what we need from Biden is actually really, really simple. We need him. We all saw what happened with Trump. Let's just talk about his base now. Like, you'd like to talk about Trump's base. Let's talk about Biden's base for a bit. We all saw the same thing. We all came to the same conclusions. It was an Occam's razor thing. It was completely obvious. We are not jurists. We're not serving in a jury in a court of law. Our opinion doesn't require, beyond reasonable doubt. We can come to our own conclusions. This is our job as voters. We're supposed to do this, right? And so we saw the snake oil salesman up there on the stage during COVID. We knew he was lying. You can tell. We knew that it was incredible when he went to some chemical lab or something in Atlanta, CDC probably, and he was there with the poor guy who was running the CDC, who looked like a prisoner. He really did, you know. Poor guy. I mean, presumably he has some pride in what he does, and he's been completely destroyed here. We're watching that happen. We saw that happen over and over again, right? We saw this guy and we understood him. We weren't fooled. We're human beings. We have our senses. Some of us even are very well educated and have been experienced and been in business for a very long time, because we're not kids anymore, you know? So here's what we want from Biden. It's very simple. And maybe instead of trying to kick him out of the race, you could try to help push him in the right direction. What we need to hear from Biden is he has to play back to us what we saw. That's it. We saw a snake oil salesman. We saw a con man. We saw a criminal, a crook. He did so much more than what he has been convicted on so far. We heard the frickin' tape, the audio tape of him twisting the arm of the Attorney General of Georgia. We heard that. Why wasn't he arrested the next day? Why isn't that the scandal that you're giving Biden shit about? Tell me, why does this political system or the justice system leave a guy out there who just did that? It is so angering. What I want to hear from Biden is that, tell us a little story, Joe. It doesn't have to be all the stories every day. One day he can sit down and tell us a story. He can have his grandchildren there if he wants, if it makes him more comfortable. And tell us the story. I don't know. Tell every fucking story that we saw. And tell us that you saw it too. Let's have a discussion about it. Use the bully pulpit. Use the presidency to lead us. And to help us have confidence that we're making the right choice. That's all. That's all we needed in the debate. We didn't need any numbers. We didn't even really need him to call Trump names, although that's okay. But it's a very grotesque way to tell us that he sees us. He sees what we see. Much better would be to say that, you know, this guy wanted the military to go shoot the protesters for Black Lives Matter. Nobody's going to contradict you on that, Joe, because we all know it, because the journalists know it, because they covered it, because it's out there. That's what we needed. It's really simple.